Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Hello, welcome everybody. So a couple questions for you. What do athletes, CEOs, artists, and even some of the most influential people in history have in common when it comes to peak performance and well-being? And would you like to have a superpower that allows you to navigate stress with grace, boost your creativity, and truly be present in every moment? Yeah, me too. And interestingly enough, it's a superpower that I denied for a very long time, but no more. And that's what we're here to talk to you about today. Welcome to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And I am joined today by a very special guest. I'm very excited to have. She's a dear friend and also somebody who has a show on our network as well, Dr. Dolores Fazzino. Thank you for joining me today, Dolores. I'm so excited.
Well, thanks, Danielle, for the invitation. It's a pleasure to come and merge our energies together to create something fantastic.
Last time we had a chat, we just sat there giggling. So strap in, my friends. So, but what I asked Dr. Dolores to come on and talk about today is meditation. And the questions that I asked earlier about, like, hey, would you like a superpower? And what do all these CEOs and athletes have in common? The answer is meditation. And it's interesting for me because I used to hate it. I'm like, that's a good nap ruined, or it's a bad way to get into a nap. I'm just going to fall asleep. What use is meditation? I have other things and I can't sit still long enough. And, you know, I had a laundry list of excuses. And then a couple of years ago, I really started getting into this meditation because it's not what it seems. It's not what the what is it's promoted as. I mean, there's a few lies, there's a few misconceptions, and we're going to go into some of those today.
And one of the illusions
and delusions. One of the reasons I asked Dr. Dolores to be on today is because she actually does a meditation each week in her show, which is just brilliant. If you ever guys ever want to tune into it's called the Dr. Dolores Show. It's here on the Inspired Choices Network, and it's brilliant. She does one each week to help you really tune into and embody what the subject of the show is today. So, but we're going to get into that. But first, please tell us a little bit about yourself, Dolores, because I know I've listened to so many of your shows and we've giggled and laughed, but how did you get to where you are? Because I love that you're a medical intuitive, right? She actually comes in and helps with surgeries and nurses. Like, I might as well, she's a nurse practitioner, a medical intuitive, author, speaker, and podcast host with over 45 years of experience in the healthcare industry and has assisted with over 20,500 surgical procedures. And it's so funny, the first time I read that, I'm like, 2,500? No, there's a zero in there. 20,500. highly intuitive since childhood. She is a master energy healer, medical intuitive, and visionary, and always been on the cutting edge of things to come. She's called the Energy Whisperer, and Dr. Dolores works with her clients by unraveling the energetic discord in her clients' life, allowing them to heal in many ways they never thought possible. By integrating and returning balance to the emotional, mental, physical, spiritual, and dimensional aspects of themselves to create lasting health and true wellness. She is the author of several books. Her latest, Your Itty Bitty Healing in Ways You Never Thought Possible, is available on Amazon. And so, like I said, so those are all, like, it's amazing. All the things you've been doing, your show is brilliant. I love it. So how did you get there? I mean, was it you embraced the intuitive, went into nurse, were a nurse, embraced the intuitive, or just you knew it from day one and you're like, I'm just going to combine it all?
Well, you know, first of all, Danielle, thank you so much for your kind words. I appreciate that. And, you know, every one of us has our own journey. And for me, I know people are going to find this hard to believe, but I'm in my late 60s And I'm a product
don't
of
believe
the
it.
1960s. I grew up in the 60s. So that was a whole nother time and place, okay? Now, I was also born into, I was very intuitive, empathic, and a highly sensitive person from the get-go. I came into this world that way, where I would feel things way differently, but yet everybody in my environment, not so much.
And I think that's a common thread among a lot of like people in the world,
It is.
sadly.
But yeah, it's really interesting. So, in my household, though, just some background information, my mom was a product of an alcoholic household, which she never really admitted to that until she was much later in her lifetime, like at age 60.
Wow.
But the thing is, her MO was if there was anything sensitive or emotional, it was like, ignore it, it'll go away. That was her MO. So,
That
you
works
have
so
somebody who's
well.
on the counter opposite of that, okay? So, and the thing was, growing up with that, I would try that and it wasn't going away. It was growing bigger because what you ignore grows and persists. So I was experiencing that. And I used to say to my mother, it's not going away, it's getting bigger. So for me to survive my childhood, and added on to that, when I was probably about in second grade, so I was probably 8 years old. My dad ended up having back surgery, and that was in 1966. And he acquired a hospital infection during
Oof.
that time. So he was pretty much on his deathbed. And you have to remember, this is the mid 1960s. This predates any of the modern day technology that came about probably 10 years later or medication. So he was on his deathbed and my mom was pretending that everything was okay and I knew something was not. And then when my dad came home, it was just like it's like he looked like a walking cadaver.
Yeah.
So
Oof.
for me to survive my childhood, I really channeled my energy into a creative pursuit like music, and I really excelled at it. In fact, I was on the pathway to become a concert clarinetist. I was. And because I channeled all that energy and emotion into my music, I really excelled at it. And so, what was happening in tandem with this, my dad had that first episode in 1966. Life was okay until 1970. And whenever my dad got sick, this whole sequela would reoccur again. He would get deathly ill, be on his death, major surgery because he had abscesses throughout his abdomen that were obstructing, and he would what we consider septic. He's on his deathbed and ready to go. So this happened in 1970, 1972, 1974, and 1975, four different times. So my life was like this emotional roller coaster going
Oh
like
my
that.
gosh.
My mom's like, ignore it, it'll go away. And I'm like channeling all my energy into music and I'm going gangbusters.
Kind of like an escapist type of thing.
It was for me, it was a
Yeah.
survival technique
Yeah.
because, it was my childhood was horrific. Emotion, it was an emotional roller coaster. I would
Wow.
never wish that on anybody. However, the last time that this happened, flash forward to 1974, 75, the same thing was happening again. My dad was in the hospital at the time. My mom started reading information. Of course, this is 1975. We don't have WebMD or
It
the
wasn't on the
computer or
internet.
Google. We had the National Enquirer. This is where a lot of people would get their information. They would read the rag, so or the news rags.
You know what's
Go
funny
ahead.
about the National Enquirer, though? As I've mentioned on my show before, my mom was a health talk radio show host. She was a nutritionist, did all this stuff. She still got information out of the National Enquirer every week because they still have tidbits of health in there, which I just find amazing.
Absolutely.
It's not just a scandal rag.
No, it's not. But the thing was, what had happened, this caught my mom's eye. There was an article being featured by the National Enquirer about a man from Caro, Michigan. He was a reverend who had the gift of laying on of hands. And this was in 1974, 75. And he had been featured and written up because he helped his brother heal from leukemia.
Wow.
And so he had been doing this work up until that point for 25 years. Now, also consider this is 1975. This is called Uber Wacko Quacko.
Right, which is why it was only in the National Enquirer,
Okay,
because that's the only place it could
so
be
long
published.
story short, my dad, was the biggest skeptic. He should have been from the Show Me State, Missouri, because he needed to see that something was actually happening. But in essence, it wasn't. And so my mom presented the information to my dad. My dad said, only if the surgeon says it's okay. So she goes out to the nurse's station. Surgeon doctor's there, and he's writing his notes. She announces to him, I'm thinking about having a spiritual healer come in to assist my husband with his condition. Would that be okay? Surgeon doesn't miss a beat, looks up at her and says, sure, that's fine. And so on and so forth. So my mom goes back to the room, shares that information with my father. My father agrees. Danielle, not even 10 minutes go by. My mom marches out to the nurse's station, same surgeon doctor sitting there. Makes the announcement to the surgeon saying, my husband agreed to have the spiritual healer come in. The surgeon stopped what he was doing, looked up at her and said, what are you talking about? I never agreed to that. So this is where God moments step in.
Yeah.
Okay. This is God moment number one. My mom doesn't go back to tell my father that piece of it. A month later, Reverend Holmes is in our house in Connecticut. My mom flew him out from Minnesota and, or Michigan, it was, flew him out from there. And my two grandmothers were alive. They were there. And my brother and two sisters, I'm one of four, and my parents. And Reverend Holmes had this really humble energy. And I just loved, he was just, he seemed magical, but he was, his essence was love. You could feel
Yeah.
it. And I don't know how he knew this. We all knew this. My dad had a leg length discrepancy, meaning that 1 inch short, one leg was longer than the other by about an inch. My dad was barefoot. I don't know how this man knew this, but he knew it. And he had my dad sit down. And of course, when he said, raise both your feet up, you could see the 1 inch gap when he put a book on the end there.
Right.
So we started praying over my father, quoting scripture, touched my dad's belly, his solar plexus, the top of his head, his crown chakra. And not 3 minutes went by. And he said, put both your feet up. And they were both the same length. My
That's
life
amazing.
changed forever in that moment. I knew that it was my mission to go into healthcare to bridge the physical with the spiritual and the visible with the invisible. And
Love
this
it.
was, I was in 11th grade at that time.
Wow.
And so my dad started wailing like a baby because remember, he should have been from Missouri, the Show Me State, because he needed to have some tangible evidence that something was actually happening.
Right.
So the Reverend performed more prayers over and healing over my father for about a half an hour, and he was instructed to go lie down and rest. And my dad slept for over 24 hours because, as we know, when there's any massive energy healing that is done, your body is like a computer. It needs to download the information and reboot itself, and how the body reboots itself is by sleeping and integrating.
Yep.
He went back a month later to get a repeat CAT scan where they said that his problem was stemming from. That was the one part I forgot to tell you. And they were supposed to do some massive surgery on my father, which they never had to do.
Nice.
And he never had to revisit that problem. And he passed away about 12 years ago at the age of 80.
Love it. I
So,
just
yes,
love it.
that has been my mission. And so you think about, okay, this is back in the 70s, and this is what I'm supposed to do. And I'm supposed to bridge both worlds. And I'm in this world right now where it's like, this is considered like Ubu Wacko Wacko. And I'm like, okay, whatever I'm supposed to do, I'm supposed to do. So, with that being said, I went into nursing. I've been, doing clinical stuff, but also I've been integrating spiritual stuff, intuitive stuff, because everywhere you go, here you are. That doesn't change. You don't compartmentalize it. That's part of your essence and your beingness. So I just remember working in the ICU in my early 20s, and I would know things way before they were going to happen on my shift. And it got to the point where the doctors and the residents, because I was in the teaching hospital, they would say, how do you know this stuff? I said, I just know stuff, and I would walk away.
Right, because then it was really fringe. I've mentioned before, I have I have the gift of having a mother who is always seeking, and so I got to see when all of that was weird. So how amazing is that that you co-created with the universe this experience and having this person here so you could learn to trust yourself early on. Because I find a lot of people don't trust themselves or that intuition, and so they just push it away, and then they have to rediscover it so much.
Well, you know, I think we're programmed to, you know, not trust ourselves, because this is like an internal dialogue, an internal relationship you have with self. But we have been told that this doesn't mean anything out here is what's important, and you have to listen and follow. And this, it's like controlling the masses, basically. It takes away your personal power so that we can control and do whatever you want to do, you know, whatever we want you to do. And, you know, we're in the real apex of it right now, that I want to say the pinnacle point of that, because we are seeing what the illusion is out here and how people are trying to control through being fear mongering and, you know, saying X, Y, and Z. And the thing is, it's like they are really wanting you to give your power away to that instead of coming within yourself and knowing that no matter what kind of shit show is going on around you, that you are still sovereign and you are certain within yourself that no matter what is going on externally, you're going to be okay.
You are. And, you know, and don't even get me started on the conspiracy theories about we're being controlled with this kind of point of view, because we have to take a break. We don't have the time. We don't even have enough time in the hour for me to get into that part with you. Yeah. We'll have to do another show just on that, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
You know, because is it a conspiracy theory if it turns out to be true? No, it's just that you knew before. All right, we are going to take our first break. And when we come back, I want to get more into the meditation and how, you know, meditation can assist with that trusting, assist with the knowing outside of yourself or inside of yourself. Because that's, for me, that's really what meditation's been about, is going that in and discovering the self within. So I want to talk about that when we come back, and we are going to go on our first break. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and we're joined today by Dr. Dolores Fazzino on what is the use of meditation. And we will just explore more of that when we come right back from this break. Thanks, everyone.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to The Exploration of Wonder on the Inspired Choices Network with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. I am joined today by an amazing guest, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, who also has a show called The Dr. Dolores Fazzino Show on here on Inspired Choices Network. And if you guys have anything you're wondering about, I want to know, because we are here to explore seen, unseen, and discover all those amazing things. So if you do have a topic you'd love to explore with me, please drop me a line at hello@donnielle.com, donnielle.com, and let's explore. So today we're exploring meditation. And as a former, what's the use of meditation, please? I find it hilarious how much I have loved it and really starting to bring it into my daily life. So, Dolores, one of the reasons I asked you to be on, because I just adore you and we have fun and laugh and giggle and change energy, is because you do the meditation in each one of your podcasts, and I love it. And it's a way to integrate and embody the subject of the day for your show that day. And so I was wondering if you talk a little bit about the meditation of like why you do that. What are some of the things that you have seen as a gift of meditation over the years and why you would even suggest it for people?
Well, Danielle, that's a great question. And I'm going to tell you that sometimes, many of us, we talk about information and we share information. And sometimes it's nice to have the experience of the meditation, okay? Because a lot of times you could talk about it, but unless people actually have the experience, it doesn't really allow it to land and sink and to integrate within themselves. So
Agree.
that's why I like doing that process on my shows, because I'll talk about a concept and share, the pros and the cons, and just to get the essence or a taste of what it's like so people can have that experience. And so they say, oh, self-compassion, that's what it feels like.
Well, and like you said, anytime there's a big shift in energy, the body needs to integrate with it, needs to have that stillness, that sleep, the relax, whatever it is. And so I know that the meditation also helps with that. It's like big shift happens, go meditate. But so what have been some of the gifts that you've seen over the years for
Well,
the meditation for
I
people?
feel when people start to embrace the whole concept of meditation, listen, it doesn't have to be this, it can be as formal as sitting in lotus position, manifesting, singing a mantra like Om or whatever. That's a form of meditation. And believe it or not, a meditation sometimes is just being out in nature. It's where it's like the game, mindful activity, I'm going to say, is like the gateway to a meditation. When you're doing mindful activity, we've all had those moments where you lose all sense of time and place. It's like you've been doing something for hours and it seems like 10 minutes. That is what a mindful activity is. And let me repeat that. It's anything that allows you to lose all sense of time and place. So it could be gardening, it could be walking your dog, it could be, lying down on the bed, and even just playing Wordle or something like that. It's where you're doing something that is getting you out of the loop of being on a timeline. Okay. So
I'll
when
do
you
coloring
are
on my phone sometimes.
exactly that to me is a mindful activity, and it gets allows me to be in the present moment, okay? When you are in the present moment, okay, this is where it's easier to go and connect with yourself. Now, yes, you could do meditation. For some people, guided meditation is helpful because it gives them the next prompts and steps. Some people like to sit in silence for 20 minutes. That's fine too. I believe what people are concerned about sometimes is quieting the monkey chatter that comes around in our mind. And this is very telling because you were in your body and now you jump from your body to your mind and it's the chatter. So it's about reintegrating your mind into heart space. Because when you are in your mind where the monkey chatter is, you're not in the present moment. You are worrying about yesterday, contemplating tomorrow. You are not right here, right now. So what you need to do is move this into here and just acknowledge, okay, I hear you, but right now I'm going to be here.
Yeah.
And just continue to focus on bringing your energy to heart space. That's probably one of the easiest ways to stay in your body and to breathe too. Breathe into this space. That's a meditation within itself.
Absolutely. And you and I are both huge advocates for bodies. And I think one of the biggest misconceptions out there is meditation excludes the body. Quite the opposite. I love the look. Quite if you guys haven't opposite. Watched the video, you yeah. have to watch the video for the look on her face when she did this. No. Right, exactly. So, because like you said, you breathe in, you help be present. And the more present you are with the body, the more present you are with the moment.
Right. And it's really about grounding ourselves within our physical body and with the experience in the present moment. Okay. What's interesting too is that, you know, I'm just going to extrapolate a little bit more about being in your body. When you are in your body, believe it or not, this is where you get to experience life, experience emotions. Okay. But yet that scares the bejeebers out of people and they take a dip in or dip their toe into the pool of emotions like back in their head.
Yep. Yep.
Trying to figure it out, trying to control it, trying to not feel. And the classic way that you know that they're there, it's like they say, I think I feel. And I'm like, what the hell is I think I feel?
And avoidance.
You're intellectualizing your emotions. You're not actually experiencing them. No. So that's the key. And so there's a bunch of moving parts that goes on. But when you're in a meditative state, you're right here, right now in the moment. It doesn't matter about yesterday or tomorrow. You're fully present and here. So meditation does bring you to that point. And like I said, it could be as formal as sitting in lotus position, you know, chanting Om, to being out in nature. So it's about people finding what resonates with them that's going to keep them right here, right now in the present moment, because a meditative state is the present moment.
I love that. What if you guys weren't listening, what she just said is a meditative state is the present moment. And I love that because honestly, if meditation didn't do anything else but get people present in their lives, in their bodies, that could change anything. And I just find that absolutely, absolutely brilliant and amazing.
Thank you. So, you know, when people are allowing themselves to be right here, right now, some of the benefits that people will experience are calm, peacefulness, serenity. It's like knowing that whatever's happening, you're going to be okay. Mm-hmm. It's certainty. Okay. In contrast to what we witness outside in our world these days, it's like creating that point of certainty that no matter what is going on around you, you're the eye of the storm and you're going to be perfectly okay.
And well, you know, it's interesting.
It's whirling around, but you're okay.
And interestingly enough, that's one of the first things that got me into the meditation was I was going through a big life change, still am. And it was such a swirling thing. I'm like, well, nothing else seems to be working. I guess I'll try this meditation. And it wasn't a big formal one. It was just really getting present. And then once I was present, I could perceive what actions to take, what choices I had I didn't know. And I'm like, oh, I've poo-pooed this all of my life. Wait a minute, there might be something to this meditation thing. But it is, it's for me, it was the brilliance and beauty of the stillness.
Yeah.
And from there, we could see anything Absolutely. In our lives that required change. And for me, the big one was what actions to take. What information was I ignoring? Because even the lies I was trying to tell myself or lies from other people or keep hidden, all of that stuff becomes available in the stillness. And then you can perceive with the universe what action to take and where to go.
And, you know, just to piggyback on that, it's almost, it's also quieting yourself enough so you could hear the information that your soul wants to share with you.
Exactly. your soul, the universe. There's so many things. It's like, let's pick out those voices, the ones that actually want to contribute to us, right? But we're going to go to our next break. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Dr. Dolores to walk us through one of her guided meditations that she does on her show. They're always so fun, and it does bring in that stillness that I just think is such a gift to all of us, our bodies, our lives, and, you know, universe at large, little things like that. But you are listening or watching The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, and my special guest, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, who we are the voices in your head right now, if you're listening to this, speaking of picking out those voices. We are doing The Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on The Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And if there is a subject you would like to know more about, if there's something that you are wondering about, guess what? Other people are wondering about that too, and I guarantee I am. So if there is something you are wondering about that you would like us to explore, please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. And let's see what is this amazing, wonderful universe that we can explore together. So today we are exploring, what is the use of meditation? And I am joined by my special guest, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, medical intuitive, brilliant, and energy whisperer. She really has this amazing ability to create, just with her very presence, a space and an invitation to ask those questions. And don't tell her this, but just Dolores being around invites you to ask those questions, which is just brilliant and lovely. So, but today we are exploring the use of meditation. Like, what's it all about, right? And we've been talking a lot about what you get out of it, what different forms there are. So I asked her to lead us into one of her meditations that she does on the Dr. Dolores Fazzino show here on the Inspired Choices Network. And she, of course, said yes, because she's lovely that way. So I'm going to turn it over to her and ask her to begin our guided meditation today.
Well, thank you, Danielle. I appreciate that. And I just want to invite the audience just to know that anything is possible. And if it goes through your mind that I can't meditate, I just invite you just to follow the prompts and just allow yourself to receive. Sometimes we get in our own way and, you know, you never know what can happen, okay? When we don't, and we actually allow ourselves to step out of our own way. So right now, I'm just going to invite you to just settle in and find a comfortable place where you could sit or lie down. And we're going to do a guided meditation on the vibrance within stillness. Okay. So first of all, just take a deep breath in and gently exhale. And allow yourself to land right here, right now. This is your time, your sacred pause. And as you close your eyes or soften your gaze, begin to notice the rhythm of your breath. No need to change anything, just simply become aware. With each inhale, you invite presence. With each exhale, you release what no longer serves. In this moment, ask yourself gently, what use is meditation for me? Allow the question to float. No pressure to answer. Just observe. Meditation is far from the silencing of the mind. It's a return to your center, a reconnection with the vibrant energy that pulses beneath the noise. As you sit here, feel into the subtle shifts. Perhaps a softening behind your eyes, a loosening in your shoulders, the spaciousness between thoughts. You are not your thoughts. You are not your emotions. You are the awareness holding it all. Feel into the quiet current that flows within you. It's always been there, waiting patiently beneath the surface. This is the energy of your essence. This is presence. This is wonder. Now, place one hand gently over your heart. And the other over your belly. Feel the warmth of your own touch. Your breath moving beneath your palms. And let these words settle into you. I am safe. I am supported. I am connected to something greater. I am here. In the stillness, you meet yourself, the part of you that has always known the way. This is the use of meditation to come home. So take another breath and let it go. And begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Carry this feeling with you, this gentle awareness, this inner calm, this quiet strength. Welcome back.
That was so lovely. Thank you. And I hope if the listeners and watchers really, like, it's as simple as that. And if you can just, I'd like to invite everybody just to take a moment and perceive the space that they're in. What's changed for their body, for their awareness, the environment that they're in just right now. It's like, that is the gift of this, is mine literally seems brighter. My environment literally seems brighter. I'm more present with my body. And as you can see, it didn't take a long time. It was like 5 minutes. And what a gift that is. Imagine starting the day with that. Because I think so many people think meditation has to be this significant, like you said, lotus pose, chanting, which absolutely, if you can do that, great. I know. And when I first started learning about meditation, people are like, well, I do it for 3 hours a day. I'm like, what? How? No. So, you know, rejected it. So it's like, what, you know, it's like, how many things are we rejecting? Or sorry, how many lies are we buying about meditation that keep us rejecting meditation when it could be something as simple as like 5 minutes of centering? And so that's why, just look at the environment you're in, your body, your universe. How's your mind right now? How's your head right now? Is it more focused? Is it more sharp, right? Like, are you aware of more? And I just think that's amazing. So thank you for sharing that with us today, Dr. Dolores. It's such a gift.
You're so welcome, Danielle. My pleasure.
Well, we're going to go to our last commercial break here pretty soon, which just floors me about, like, I know time isn't real, but damn, time went fast. Well, I absolutely have to have you on because this is just one of the first things. Dr. Dolores and I like to have conversations about, you know, the world, like the exploration of wonder. Yeah, we're like, huh, what about that? So we'll definitely have to have you on again many times, Dr. Dolores. So before we go on the commercial break, do you have any quick little tips on advice you would give somebody if they're just starting their meditation journey? If this has intrigued them, if they've gone, hey, you know what? Actually, that 5 minutes did kind of help me from that freak out or whatever it is. Like, what quick tip would you give them?
You know, this is what comes to mind. We need to just start breathing, taking a deep breath.
Oh, that breathing thing.
Oh yeah, that breathing thing. It's as simple as that, because when we take a deep breath and expand your lungs, you're actually pulling your energy into your body.
Nice.
When we shallow breathe, we're up here thinking. It's just like, and we know that when you're anxious, it's like, you know, it's like, so just when you're aware that this is happening, this is where the power comes in. You can make a different choice.
Love it.
Just take a deep breath in and just allow it to become part of your body. And if that's not working, continue to take another deep breath and another deep breath, because this is a real important thing. And it's so simple. We can do this.
Absolutely. And I love, and I'm just going to repeat that because I think it was so brilliant where you were saying that as we breathe, we take energy in. But I also love that you're saying it's like, if you're shallow breathing, you're up in your head thinking. And if you're deeper breathing, you're present in your body and your life. I know I paraphrased, but I just thought that was amazing. And folks, this isn't just metaphysical stuff we're talking about. We're talking nurse practitioner. Okay. She actually knows how the body works. So, you know, please listen to this. But I love that kind of indicator. If it's shallow breathing, you're up here thinking. And you're right. That's when you hyperventilate. That's when you get into panic attacks and all of that kind of stuff. And what do they tell people to do in those situations? Breathe. Breathe. So I think that's bloody brilliant, the example you gave of like where you, with the breathing, where you are. So thank you for that. I just wanted to reiterate it in case somebody was like, what, breathe? Yeah, whatever. No, really, breathe. It's more than just oxygen. All right. All right. So we're going to go to our last break. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, and our special guest today, who is also a fellow explorer, the Dr. Dolores Vizzino. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. Today we are exploring the uses of meditation. And like I said, the show title was, what's the use of meditation? And usually mine has like an attitude to it. The title's, what is the use? Because that's how I used to be. And we're joined by Dr. Dolores Vizzino, who, my friends, meditation is not her end-all be-all. It is just something that clicked when I'm like, oh my gosh, will you please come on the show and talk about this? She has so much going on. And we're going to ask her to talk about that in a minute. Because she has lots of areas of brilliance. But just as a quick, like, if you could name one of the biggest misconceptions about meditation, what would be that myth that you would like to dispel right now?
That it's hard to do. And the other thing is, I don't have the time. That's the other one that kind of goes, it's just like, and I find that sometimes when you're the most resistant to something, you actually need to be doing it.
I just spent like 20 years resisting it. What are you talking about? Or 50 years?
Well, I mean, that's just been my experience with that personally and professionally too. Yeah. And like I said, it can be as simple as being out in nature.
Yeah. How many ways are you meditating that you're not even realizing or acknowledging? Because when you talk about being out in nature, I wouldn't meditate, but I would take a walk and just be out in nature and talk to nature. And I'm like, I wasn't meditating. I was moving and talking to nature.
Well, it's meditation and connecting with nature. It's all a meditation. You have to remember that if you could look at meditation on a continuum, or actually multiple continuums, one continuum would be either you could do it or not, or you are doing really formal or informal. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of continuums going on. There's many different ways to, excuse the expression, skin a cat. So there's many different
Don't listen, Bree.
Ways of doing, yeah, put your fingers in her ears so she doesn't hear this. But the point being is, it's important to find what's going to resonate and align with you so you do more of it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's not a one-shop fits everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you do well with sitting in formal meditation. Great, no problem. Right. Maybe you do better with just going for a walk. It's a meditation in itself. There's many different forms. And one thing I'm going to also say too, people say, well, I fall asleep when I'm doing my meditation. Mm-hmm. That's okay. Because guess what? Sometimes you need to sleep so your consciousness could relax enough so you could get the message at a deeper level. Especially this is true in guided meditations. Okay. Yeah. You're still getting the benefit of it, but sometimes, you know, your beingness needs to quiet, and for it looks like it's going to be sleeping, but you're still getting the benefit of that, especially if it's a guided meditation. So how many times, for example, you fall asleep during a guided meditation, and as soon as it's over, you wake right up?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sometimes it's just the first time your body is ever relaxed, because we are always so much in an overstimulation. So I totally agree. Thank you for that. And if you are enjoying the show, please do give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Search for The Exploration of Wonder. I would be so grateful on help on getting this information out. All right. And search for Dr. Dolores Fazzino's show and give it a 5-star review. Also, it's on the same platforms because we're on the same network.
Well, that was easy.
I know, right? There you go. So thank you so much for joining us today. And Dr. Dolores, please give us information on how to get a hold of you, some of the other things you do. You have one of my favorite named programs, and I wish I had thought of it first, but I'm awake now.
Oh, gosh, yes. I'm Awake Now What?
Yeah.
That is a monthly platform for people who are on their spiritual journey, who are awakening. And, you know, you're like, I'm awake now what? Basically, it's just, you know, so what it does, I've co-partnered with a good friend of mine, Cozy Stankatis, who is a body talk practitioner and also a master energy healer. And we do weekly Zoom calls on different topics that people are going through possibly, and also offering healing support, tools, and community. And it's nice to be around like-minded people. So go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and you'll see a tab for I'm Awake Now What, and just follow the prompts.
Yeah, and please do, because like I said, I asked Dr. Dolores here to talk about meditation, not because she's just a one-trick pony. It's just because she integrates it, and it's so beautiful, and I love listening to your show each week because I get to relax, and it's fun, and it's insightful.
And one other thing I'd like to add too, if you go to my website, there'll be a pop-up and you'll be able to get a free guided meditation to be in the present moment, because it's so important to be right here, right now. And this will really allow you to experience what it's like to be in the present moment. So go to drdoloresfazzino.com and look for the pop-up, and you will automatically be signed. When you sign up, you get onto my newsletter, and also you'll get the free guided meditation, being in the present moment.
Oh, and please do it, my friends, because if you enjoyed it all what she did today, yeah, please go do it. I'm like, why have I not done that yet? I'll be doing that right after this. DrDoloresFazzino.com, and it's just the pop-up for the free getting present meditation. What a gift. All right, so real quick, next week's show, we'll be exploring what is the true nature of choice. This has been a request from other people, because I've talked a lot about choices versus decisions, what it creates, what it doesn't create, and where people think they have choice, and they go like, oh, I don't have choice there. One of my favorite things to do is play the choice game. You think you don't have choice? Let's check this out. So next week, we are exploring the true nature of choice. Same bat time, same bat channel. And again, thank you so much, Dr. Dolores, for joining today. It is such fun playing with you and exploring. You are such a gift. And please, you guys, check out Dr. Dolores Fazzino's, the Dr. Dolores Fazzino show on Inspired Choices Network, because she's brilliant and she's been in a long time. So there's a long library that you can check it out.
Thanks, Danielle. I appreciate that.
Yeah, she's fun. She's awesome. So please do check it out, drdoloresfazzino.com. And if you have any topic you would like to explore, please do drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. You can go to my website, danielle.com, as well. So please do. I hope this has inspired you to check out meditation, that it's not as scary as it is. And until next week, my friends, explore the universe. be wonder, be fun, ask those questions, and be back next week because I will be too. All right. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Dr. Dolores.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.